Tschüss.
Morgen.
Have they come out yet?
No, ma'am, he hasn't come on.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Shavua Tov.
We'll be starting in about a minute. I've got to do one thing first. Okay, please join me in saying the Ana Bakoa. Ana Bakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Terura, Alfet Gimel Yutak Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sadvenu, Kaharenu no ra Ufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hutcha Devavat Shamren Nun Gimadalit Yutkashin Barhem Taharim Rachame Sitkatha Tamid Gamle Betet Resh Saditav Gimel Hasin Kadosh Biro Tufa Nael Adata Bet Kufet Tet Dunayan Yachib Geye Lamcha Pene So great to do, Shata. Yud Gimelamet, Hey Zion Ku. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tiakatenu, Yodea Talumo, Chinkufal, Tadiyutta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanum, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nasea one wafesha, the chata bin ake. We'll now connect to the energy of certainty using the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we will first say L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Chilu Chilu Urchimu Le'ata L'Shem Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Pasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Dekucha Barichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belaylach Bila Bialma Divae Barnash Bedach Yale Yaminea Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Olada Dikshot Inun Wikola It's Teris Alma. The energy of the year 5780 is composed of a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. To reveal the concealed energy, we need to study various verses that are connected to the year's energy. Tonight we will study Leviticus chapter 13, verse 8. Wira hakohen behine pasta Rahamis pachad beor vetimo hakohen zarat in. The English translation: and the priest shall look and behold, if the scab be spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And we study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisdom ti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'tal willo yirgaz ol willo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence, using the root vowel for each letter. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta Hey, Zayo, Ala, Dahala, Awa, Hey, Hey, Ah. Yo, Zala, Maybe, Hey, Hey, Rayo, Hey, Kome. La, Awa, Kala, Yo, La, Wa, Wa, Pe, Hey, La. Nu, La, Ha, Yo, 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 Me, La, Hey, 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 Wa. Nu, Ta, Hey, Hey, Ah, Ah. Yo, Re, Da, Shi, Ah, Hey. Ray yo yo, awa me, laka be, washi re. Yo he wa, la he he, kawako me nuda. Anu yo, he a me, re he a, yo yo za. He he he, me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la he. Sa a la, re yo, ashi la, me yo he. Wa he wa, danu yo, he he shi, a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me se yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be he pe be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa be. In the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, we will utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a be me be shi la yo he anu a kame ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo, a wa me, la yo be, wa he re. Yo yo wa, la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo, he wa me, re he a, yo he za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey hey a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo ha hey a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me kako ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 13th day of Tishrei, Rabbi Shalom Shachena, Rabbi Akiva Iger of Posen, Rabbi Shmuel, known as the Rebbe Maharash, who became the fourth Rebbe of the Lubavitch movement, Rabbi Israel Friedman, known as the Sadigerer Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Berlin, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky, who will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yesod, you aheni wu yo hu, you aheni wu yo hu, you aheni wu yo hu, hold, you aheni wu yo hu, you aheni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Ye are Tiferet. Yo Ahoni wo yo ho. Yo Ahoni wo yo ho. Yo Ahoni wo yo ho. Gehura. Yeah. Niwiyo. Yeah. Niwiyo. Yeah. Niwiyo. Chesed. Yeah, anyway yo he. Yeah, anyway yo he. Yeah, anyway yo he. Bina. Yeah, anyway yo he. Yeah, anyway yo he. Yeah, anyway yo he. Achma. Yeah, anyway yo ha. Yeah, anyway yo ha. Yeah, anyway yo ha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. We'll now connect to the 10 utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim. Excuse me, I forgot to say the Shema with you. No, we do the 10 utterances first and then the Shema. It's been a while. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-bet avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim. Al panai lo ta'aseh lecha, ke'esel v'kol temuna, asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim. Mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem. Willo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awon Avot al banim al shileshim We al ribeim Veshonai liyoseh hesed la'alavi La'o havai hu shomrei Mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha. La'ashav ki lo yinakeh Hashem. Et asher yisa. Et shemo la'ashav zachor et yom ha'shabbat. L'kad shoshet. Yamim tavod ve'aseita. Kom alachtecha. Weom hashvi shabbat lashem Elohecha lo ta'aseh Bom alacha tal vidcha uvitecha avdecha V'yamadcha v'uchemtecha V'gercha asher bisharecha Ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et kashamayim v'et haaretz et hayom. Et Et hayam vi et kol asher bam vi anach v'ayom hashvi. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad sheru kaved et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarikun yamecha al ha-adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtach, lo tinach, lo tignov, lo tadeh v'reacha et shaker lo tachmod beit reecha lo tachmod eshet reecha v'yavdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher li reecha. Please say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines with me. Please cover our eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. We continue with the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey. The abridged Kaddish. Yitkadal v'yitkadash Shemei Rabbah, and we all say Amen. V'yalma divra kirute v'yamlich malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariv v'parach v'yishtabach v'par v'promam v'nase v'itadar v'itale v'itala sh'mei v'kudsha v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata d'amiran b'alma v'heishlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. Tonight's class is a Zohar class on the holiday of Sukkot. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row one, the right-hand column, you click on that link and it opens to a landing page that has all of the parashas listed. Towards the bottom of the page, you will find the holidays. please scroll down to the Holiday of Sukkot and click on the landing page link that's there. When the landing page link opens up, scroll down to the Zohar Emor, section 37, the Holiday of Sukkot. So we will start with the L'shem Yehud, and then we will begin with Pasuk 271. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, V'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononeihu. Pasukot Yeshvu Shivat Yamin Wigomer Pekudada Leshe Basuka Wehaukimna Begin lead Chazah Adi Yisrael Yad Vey Birazah Dim Hem Nuta Bilad Achilu Kilal Behamekat Rega Yit Perash Minayhu Bekol Mandeihu Birazah Dim Hem Nuta Yati Basuka Yimadi Okimna Diktiv kol ha'ezrach B'Yisrael yeshvu b'sukot Mandihu b'raza dimhem nuta v'mizara B'shar shav Yisrael yeshvu b'sukot B'raza da'itmar b'kama duktei. This section is beginning a section known as the Reaya Behemna in the Zohar. The Zohar has different components. The Reaya Behemna means, translates as the faithful shepherd, and it's indicating that the pasuk that we're reading, or the series of pasukim, is being spoken of and being taught by the soul of Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu. You shall dwell in booths, the Hebrew word is sukkot, 7 days. It is a mitzvah to dwell in a sukkah. We explain that its purpose is to show that Israel dwell in the secret of faith. The secret of the shadow of the sukkah, entirely without fear of denouncing, since the prosecutor has already separated from them on Yom Kippur through the goat given to Azazel. Whoever is in the secret of faith dwells in a sukkah, as we explain from the words, all that are homeborn in Israel shall dwell in booths. That is, whoever is in the secret of faith of the seed and the root of Israel shall dwell in Sukkot. This mystery was brought in several places. My commentary. We have the mitzvah of Sukkot for the purpose of demonstrating and increasing our connection to certainty. In the Aramaic that's being translated as faith, it's coming from the word emunah, which we know is the lowest level of this three-step process of emunah, bitachon, and vadai. Emunah is belief or faith. Bitachon is trust. But the highest level is vadai, certainty, or vadaut in Hebrew. When you move out of your home and live in a sukkah, the mitzvah is to dwell in the sukkah. It's not to eat in the sukkah alone. in bad weather, cold weather, the rabbis have given us leniency to live in our houses, but to eat in the sukkah. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to live or to dwell in the sukkah. It means to move out of our comfortable homes into a tent, into a booth, into a place that's drawing the energy of chesed. Pasuk 272. Pikuda batar dalekarva karbana Vikol yoma vikarbana dalemehewe Ulaka bekola Behed vavta divno begin de kuhu Achidan beilana Anfin diltata Tilgabe sharsha de ilana, kola it parkan begin ilana, af al gal delate behu, to ala alta, kola it parkan uhet alta, de Israel beavuhon. Dilela Yahave Hulaka Divirkan Lekoli Nunsha Aramin Da Eat Lon Ahidu Eat Ahadu Behub Israel. The following mitzvah is to offer a daily sacrifice on the 7 days of Sukkot. Everyone should have a part in that sacrifice, in his children's joy, since the 70 bullocks correspond to the 70 ministers of the nations. They are all attached to the tree, to Zeranpin. Since the branches below that come from the root of the tree are all blessed because of the tree. Even though they are useless, they are also blessed. Israel rejoice in their Father in heaven, namely in the root of the tree, and they give a portion of the blessings to the rest of the nations, who can hold and do hold to Israel. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining about anti-Semitism and how to avoid it. By sharing with what the pasuk calls useless, I am not sure which word is being translated as useless. I think it is a corrupt translation, but cannot verify it. This is how to utilize intuition. The 70 bulls are sacrificed in the temple. They are sacrificed starting of 13 bulls on the first day, 12 on the second, 11 on the third, and so forth. And on the seventh day, it's 7 bulls. The total number of bulls is 70, corresponding to the 70 supernal ministers, as it says, the 70 small Elohim, or lower Elohim. Essentially, the role of the children of Israel is to draw the metaphysical spiritual energy down into the physical world, and then that is shared through these sacrifices of the bulls. That energy is shared with the angelic ministers, who then share it with their nation, the nation that they are the head of. When the Zohar says they are useless, but they're still blessed, the meaning of the word useless is really that if we remember this history of the world, where Adam sinned, then the generations up till Noah were capable of correcting that sin. Individually, by themselves, they could correct the sin for the whole world. But they didn't do it. They didn't accomplish it. Then we have the 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. And those generations, the family unit was capable of correcting the sin of Adam. But again, we didn't do it. We didn't complete it. So then there was the Tower of Babel, and Hashem created the 70 nations, representing the groups of people speaking the same language, but also there are other attributes associated with each group. But those 70 nations, only the children of Israel, and ultimately Moses and his generation, are able to make the correction for the sin of Adam. But we have to do it as a nation, not individually. We make individual corrections, but they all the individual corrections add up to the nation, to the nation's correction. The other nations, relative to correcting the sin of Adam, are useless, but they are still blessed, meaning that they have a purpose. That purpose is to allow the children of Israel to assist them, to help them, to share with them. And that is why they become blessed through the actions of the children of Israel. Of course, the other nations do not know it. The angelic ministers know it, but the people do not know it. It's all on an unconscious level. But by choosing to dwell in the sukkah, choosing to draw that energy of chesed into the world, choosing to share that energy with the other nations, the other angelic ministers, we are accomplishing the tikkun of repairing the sin of Adam. Verse 273. Vayedekola yechon rechimim ilchon v'raza da birtot Hashem darkeish gamo yavav yashlim ito afilu kolinu mekatrege ila ekuru Achadron dechimin liYisrael v'kad chayalim Tilela achadru rechimin liYisrael Kolinun diltata al achat kama v'kama. All those offerings, the 70 bullocks, were made to give nourishment to all the ministers appointed over the other nations, since for the love the Holy One, blessed be He, has for His children, He wants all the ministers to be their friends. This is the meaning behind when a man's ways please Hashem, He makes even his enemies to be at peace with Him. That is, even the highest prosecutors become again friendly with Israel, when the celestial forces again become friends to Israel. Those below do not do so even more. My commentary. This is when there are no anti-Semitic acts anywhere in the world. And this is how the modern state of Israel was able to manifest into the world. Pasuk 274. Ve'itema lehom chawo mekarve karbena lalaki elakola leku chabrihu sali umit karevi ihu parish. Mizona lekulu ochusin de citrin, acharanin de itadun, behaud ho dorona de divno, vidhadrun rechimin, ilson de indeun, e la watata de halet ama, gama. The Israel de Inun Holakea, the Adbea de Kuchabarihu, the Isalak Yakara de Kuchabarihu, Ela Witata Kaka, Yaut, we call Uklusi, Elain Pache. Ve'am re'u mike'am ha, ke'Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Al ken re'aya mehem mehem na. The English translation. You may say that the sacrifices were offered to them, to the 70 ministers. This is not so. But everything was offered and sacrificed to the Holy One, blessed be He. And He divides the nourishment among the multitudes of the other side, namely the ministers of the 70 nations. So they will enjoy His children's gift and again become their friends. Thus it shall be known above and below that there is no nation like Israel, who are the portion and lot of the Holy One, blessed be He. And the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, rises above and below, as it should. And all the celestial multitudes start by saying, and what one nation in the earth is like your people, like Israel? This is where the Mehemna, Reaya Mehemna has stopped. This is the last verse that was being taught by the soul of Moses. That's what the words Al-Kain Reaya Mehemna in the Aramaic mean. Now, the synopsis is an indication that we're still on the subject of Sukkot, but it's going into a different level of discussion. So, my commentary on the verse and the synopsis should be located below this commentary. This is a very important point. The bulls are sacrificed to Hashem, not to the ministers. The energy is apportioned by Hashem among the 70 ministers. If they are not satisfied, they blame the Jews and not Hashem. Does that seem fair or logical to you? Why do people respond this way? Why do I respond this way? If I'm feeling a lack, who do I blame? First off, you shouldn't blame anybody. You should accept your responsibility for creating that lack. And you should pray to Hashem to fulfill that lack. Pasuk 275. Rabbi Elazar Petach Ko Amar Hashem Zakarti Lach Chesed Neuraichi Wigomer Haikira Alki Aitmar Beshata Dehawat Azla Bemadira Im Chon de Israel Zakarti Lach Chesed Da'anana Di'acharon Tadat la bacha mesh acharanin. Deit kesharu Allah unhiru Allah. Ahavatulu leotayich. Deish tachlalu. Lach biataru lach. Biatkinu lach. Kekala. Tetade hachshita Wekol kach lama begin lech pech Acharai b'midbar ba'aretz lo zeruah. Rabbi Elazar opened with, thus says Hashem, I remember in your favor the devotion of your youth. This verse was said about the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, when she was walking with Israel in the wilderness. I remember in your favor. Literally, chesed refers to Aaron's clouds, which is chesed that traveled with five other color clouds. Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, that joined over you and shone upon you. Your love is a bride, as those clouds that incorporated you, adorned you, and bedecked you as a bride wearing her jewelry. Why all that? Because you did go after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Because she walked with Israel in the wilderness. My commentary. It is time for people to start to realize that these verses that are being quoted are verses and aspects that are always true. If someone has the merit to experience going after me in the wilderness, means that the clouds of glory accompany the person, even in this generation and in this lifetime. This is the meaning of the statement that each verse in the Torah applies to each person in each generation as well. Pasuk 276. Tachatze b'shata divarnash Yati b'madora Dati la dimhemnuta Shekinta parsa Gadfaha Aleya milela Be Avraham Bechamisha Tzadika Yayo Acharanin Shavyan Madorehon Imeya Amar Rabbi Abba Avraham Vachamisha Tzadika Yayo With David Malka Shavyan Madorehon Himeya Hadahudikti Besukoteshvu Shivat Yamim Shivat Yamim Kitivila Beshivat Yamim Kegavna Dakitiv Kisheshet Yamim Asa Hashem Et Hashamayim Wigomer vae barnash lemechte Bekol yomai veyoma beantin nehirin Beushpizin ilien deshar yan ibeya. come and see. When men sit in this apartment, in the sukkah, which is the shadow of faith, the Shekhinah spreads her wings over him from above. And Abraham, who is Chesed, and the five other righteous, the secret of Givurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, fix their dwelling with him. This is the meaning of you shall dwell in booths 7 days. It is written 7 days, which alludes to Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, instead of in 7 days. Similarly, it is written for 6 days Hashem made heaven and earth, instead of in 6 days. They too indicate the supernal 6 days, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, that made heaven and earth. One should rejoice every day with a joyful countenance in those guests. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, that dwell with him. My commentary. This is explaining the usbizin, the guests that are invited into the sukkah each meal. Pasuk 277. We amar Rabbi Abba Kiti Besuko Teshvu Shivat Yamim Uvatar Yeshvu Besuko Pekad Meta Taheshvu Uvatar Yeshvu Ela Kadma Alush Pize Kinyan Aliv De Alma Kadma Aliush Pize Ki Hadavar Hamnuta Sava Kad Hawa Ayel La Suka Hawa Hade Bekaim Al Picha Lesuka Milgav Viamar Nizamen Laush Bizim Masader Patora Bekaim Al Raglo Yi Umvarech Oviomer Bisabasukot Teshvu Shivat Yamim Tivu Ushpizin Ilaim Tivu Tivu Ushpizem Menhem Nuta Tivu Arim Yadoi Vechade Viamar Zaka'a Hulakana Zaka'a Hulakehom The Israel dictiv ki helek Hashem amo v'gomer wachawayativ. Rabbi Abba said, it is written, you shall dwell in booths. The Hebrew word is sukkot, 7 days, and then shall dwell in booths. It says, first you shall dwell, and then they shall dwell. He answers, the first one is for the guests, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, and therefore the text speaks in the second person. The second is for the people in general, for which reason the text says in the third person, shall dwell. The first is for the guests. Rav Hamuna Saba, for example, when he entered the sukkah, used to say happily on the inner threshold of the sukkah and say, let us invite the guest. He set the table, he stood up and blessed to dwell in the sukkah, then said, you shall dwell in booths 7 days. Sit down, lofty guests, sit you down. Sit down, guests of faith, sit you down. He joyfully raised his hands and said, happy is our lot. Happy is the lot of Israel, as it is written, for Hashem's portion is his people. Then he would sit down. My commentary. There are teachings of the Torah from the rabbis indicating the rituals involved in the sukkah. verse 278. Anya nali ne alma timande itleya ulaka biama uvaratavisha yati pati la dihem dimhem nuta lakabela ushbizin lemeh de bahai alma uva alma diate uvae lemeh de lemiskene maita ma begin de hulaka de inun ushbizin de zamin de miskene Uvehahu deyati betzila dadim hemnuta vizabin Ushpizin ilen ilain Ushpizei mehemnuta Velayahiv lon hula keichon Kuhu kaimei mineya Veyamrei al tilcham Et lachem ra'ayin v'gomer ishtekach dehahu patora detakin bileyahu elav dekud shabrichu ale ketiv v'zerita peresh al padehem V'gomer peresh hagekem v'lahagei V'avileya lehahu barnash V'shata dilein ushpizei b'nehem nuta Kaimei pekato reya. The second mention in the verse shall dwell in the third person is for people in general, namely for whoever has a share in the nation and the Holy Land. He dwells in the secret of faith to receive guests and rejoice in the world and in the world that is coming. It behooves us to gladden the poor. The reason is that the portion of the guests he invited to his meal belongs to the poor. He that sits in the shadow of faith and invites these lofty guests, the guests of faith, yet does not give them, namely the poor, their share of the meal, all the guests stand back from him and say, "Do not eat the bread of him who has an evil eye." Thus the table he set is his, the one who has an evil eye, and not the Holy One, blessed be he. Of him it is written, "And spread a dung upon your faces, even the dung of your feasts." Woe to that man when those guests of faith stand back from his table. My commentary. When someone moves into a sukkah, one is creating a consciousness of lack and a consciousness of unity. Everyone is equal, and that is why we need to invite people and the clouds of chariots, the clouds of glory, into our sukkah. And it is important, this verse is telling us to give, to share with the poor, even while we eat and even while we live in the sukkah. Verse 279. Uy Amar Rabbi Abba Avraham Koyomo Hawa Kaim Bafa Rashat Orchin Lizamna Ushizin Utakna Lon Patore Hashta Dematim Zamnin Leya Ukulu Sadikayayo Ul David Malka Wilaya Havin Lon Hulake Hon Avraham Kaim Mipahotora Bekare suru name alachale. Ha'anashim harshaim haile. Wekulu salkim. Havatreya yitakamar uveten. Rishaim tesar. Yaakov amar picha. Akalta tekiena, Ushar kol tzadikaya yo, Amre ki kol shulchanot, Malu ka kiyo. So abeli machom. Rabbi Abba said, Abraham throughout his life used to stand at the crossroad to invite guests and set the table for them. Now on Sukkot, if one invites him and all the other righteous and King David, but does not give them their share, Abraham stands up from the table and cries, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men. And everyone walks away from after him. Isaac says, but the belly of the wicked shall feel want. And Jacob says, the morsel which you have eaten shall you vomit up. The rest of the righteous, namely Moses and Aaron, say, for all tables are full of vomit and filth, so that there is no place clean. My commentary. There is much to learn about what and how to invite the guests into the sukkah, as well as learning how to build a nation. Tomorrow in our 10:30 class, we will continue our study of the Zohar on Sukkot. We will start with Pasuk 280. Does anyone have any questions? There will only be the one class tomorrow because the evening class, the 3 p.m. West Coast time class. Hold on 1 second. Let me finish this. Because tomorrow night, we start the holiday of Sukkot. We will not have classes Monday or Tuesday until our 7 p.m. class on Tuesday evening. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
What would be the reason the tables would be full of vomit?
It's describing gluttony. It's describing people who don't share with others. It's describing, by moving into the sukkah, we create a vessel of lack. We create a vessel that the chesed, the energy that is being drawn by the technology of the sukkah, that chesed comes into the table, which is the malchut. And if the people eating there, the physical people eating there, have invited all of the righteous people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, and Joseph, then what are they eating if they're not sharing with the poor of the nation, the poor of the world? They're demonstrating their gluttons. They're eating, but they're not sharing. And that's why it's described as vomit.
Can that be accomplished? Sharing of food? Can that be accomplished through sharing with food banks? Or
absolutely.
So you can do it that way.
Of course.
If you have no sukkah. Or even if you had a sukkah, you can do it that way.
Yes, you can share it without a sukkah, but the purpose of the sukkah is during these 7 days, as part of the vessel creation between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, now the vessel needs to be filled with light. And that light is drawn through the technology of building a sukkah and waving the lulav and etrog and doing the hakafot, the circles. Bernice, were you far from the fires? I didn't get a chance to call you before the class.
We were all right, but my daughter's area fell into trouble. My relative's area fell into trouble. But I alerted them all that it was coming. Fortunately, they were sleeping, and it's a good thing I called them. And so grandkids went over to help out, and also they had the call, so they were all on the alert. So fortunately, everything is okay to their particular homes, but homes around them did get hurt. So I'm sad for those people who did get hurt, but I'm happy that at least ours were okay. So,
I'm glad you're okay, and we are all sorry for those who have been hurt. We did a bit mishpah today in our synagogue for it. So I just wanted to make sure you were okay. I don't mean to interrupt your questioning, so please continue with it.
Yeah. I just wondered through prayer or through meditation if not doing sukkah, you could do send money out to the poor, to food banks or whatever, so that people continue to eat.
Yes, of course you can do that anytime. You don't need a sukkah to send money
I mean you could issue that during sukkah.
But you're not drawing the energy of chesed into the world, which is what the purpose of the sukkah is.
Oh, okay.
That's why we built the sukkah. And, look... There are a lot of people build the sukkah, and a lot of people unfortunately don't, because they don't understand the need for it. And we've talked about that with respect to the people around you, Bernice, and we'll continue to do so. And we will continue to send them light and prayer in order to that one day they will their eyes will open and they'll see that they need to build a sukkah, even if they don't move into it. Even if they just have one meal in the whole week there.
Oh, really? Even if symbolic to me? Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Okay, I'm sorry I didn't get to do that, but I didn't. I know the importance of it. But I thought it was merely if you just go and be in a sukkah for an hour or two or three, or someone invites you to their sukkah. It was important, but I did not realize that you do need to have a sukkah. But in addition to that, didn't know you had to actually sleep in a sukkah, which means you need more space than
Bernice,
most sukkahs.
Bernice, listen. If you don't have the space, if you don't have the means, if you don't have the ability, if you don't have the capability to build a sukkah, but you go and are invited to someone else's sukkah, as long as you go, you are connecting to that energy and you are supporting that energy. And you're serving the people who invite you to their sukkah. So by receiving the benefit of their sukkah, you are sharing with them by providing them that capability. If you could build your own sukkah, it would be good. But if you cannot, there is no reason to feel a problem. Even if you go sit in a synagogue sukkah and you don't belong to the synagogue. Sitting in the sukkah for as many hours as you can do, and everybody has different situations. So there's no reason to feel bad that you don't build a sukkah. I'm just giving you more information about maybe next year you'll build a 1-foot sukkah.
I'm hoping, getting to that point when you hope that you're going to be here from year to year. Anyway.
You've already promised you're going to stick around to see that I live at least 300 more years, so don't worry about that.
Okay. Alrighty.
Are there any other questions?
We're having a lesson tomorrow.
At 10:30 West Coast time. Your time, Bernice.
All right.
Any other questions? You all have a Chag Sameach, a good holiday. Shalom Gadol to all. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Chag Sameach. Thank you.